and to impose all their authorities need a pretext that is often the cause of much disorder. And high civilizations have all the human infrastructures, but its inborn members lack the motivation to use them. And at personal level, change requires luxury, while at the collective level it generates misery. And modern theorizing is just a way to hinder or reflect and or accelerate an adaptation to a change brought forward by new technologies. And we either break up from centers or centers will break us apart. And fearing the passage of time that could bring a natural death, we freeze time, thus bringing true death. And education in the end is about gradually consenting to the independence of the pupil. And the more we technologically advance, the more we can either completely seal ourselves or completely open ourselves to the network. And while abstraction can be only conceived without formality, no formality can be conceived without a given formality. And those who want to impose general order are those who generally cannot deal with the personal order. And the last, the humanist of the official establishment make their capital by playing the anti-capitalist. And probably the ideal scenario is to be close enough to the center of power to appreciate the writ, and far enough to not to burn when they overeat. And what we struggle to achieve within a framework can be so easily achieved in the transition to another one. And strategically, the most successful theoretical frameworks provide variations so as to accommodate all possible interpretations. And so many are the ways we can use to interpret reality that, putting them all together, they nullify each other. And it's neither something rational nor irrational that can bind us together, but subtle spirituality. And while creative in its branches, meaning has to be most solid in its roots. And social game is about extrapolating our will to possess into a system that enables us to lose and gain. And in the attempt to be heroic, we try to reproduce an epic and turn ourselves into terrorists. And the first big lesson of an arrow is that the smoke of the battle raging below it cannot hinder him. And as the amateurs have become more professional than the professional ought to become more amateur than the amateur. And ultimately we come to the realization that nothing can live without exploiting and being exploited. And the rule goes that the more we have penetrated, the more we will get penetrated. And all we have to dictate is that it is imperative we don't take part to any dictation. And we can expose what our epic mission will be, but absolutely not how we're gonna carry it about. And while all humans' problems are caused by general categorization, they can be solved by personal categorizations. And at last, we wouldn't do anything extraordinary because the social conformists are too pedant about it. And just like its architectural counterpart, all modern theories ought to be dismantled to leave place to a more personal slow theory. And while any human construct is always based on assumptions, the main issue is how they are imposed onto others. And at last, catastrophes ought to be regenerated within the space we have created to escape them. And when rationally thinking cannot be harder, only insanity can save us. And with the technological procedures enforced by society, our survival instinct diminishes, and so our creativity. And to the official side, there is always an unofficial side, and we shall always lean for the later. And while the noble spirit seek for authenticity, the parasite seek to go mainstream. And lawmaking for the sake of lawmaking is the beginning of the end of civilizations. And in the first place, we ought to disconnect ourselves from the destiny of other people, and only then we can disconnect ourselves from our own destiny and embrace a universal destiny. And with no time, the possible becomes impossible, while with time, the impossible becomes possible. And we should all have dreams, but never of anything we cannot accomplish with our own hands. And just like climbers, in order to climb spiritually, we ought to keep on moving from one framework to another. And our cultural interests, at last, are ways to compensate what we have been lacking. And even after an establishment dies, worms start inhabiting it to eat its dead trunk. And there is nothing more dangerous than siding with one that is still experimenting with his or her own identity. And as much as we can be easily killed, it is equally hard to fully eradicate our human roots. And in every conspiracy, there's never any literal truth, but always a partial prophecy. And society either keeps on cementing the ground underneath us or keep moving us around so as not to put dangerous route that could compromise it. And there are definitely evils, but those evils, those who doubt the regiment they belong to are angels. And like a piece of fashionable clothing can be dangerous in case of exceptional events, so are ideologies. And our spirituality must be like a temple without any urban surrounding to serve. And beyond the bureaucratic surface imposed by governance, we must be endemic to the natural landscape at hand. And there is no escape for the white man as his past is compromised by postcolonialists, his present by feminists, and his future by environmentalists. And our only expectation should be to have no expectation, but be a sudden ray of sun through the darkest clouds. and despite all that the establishment teaches us, instinctively we have our own spiritual way of evolving and procreating. And the roots should go inward and branches outward, but societies through the ages has managed to revolutionize how humans are configured. And at last, our feelings are not directed to reality per se, but to the very media that obfuscates it. And the scientific truth that tells us how we should live becomes obsolete in front of a natural truth that tells us we ought to die. And cementing one step after another, sophistication loses its ground for common sense. And while the serious approach only teaches us to be slave, only the playful experience can truly free us. And while part of the work is to pick fragments, the other part is to blend them all together with meaning. And the militaresque facade that the few weak ones put on is always at the expense of the poetry of the most. And unless we learn to search for diamonds in our daily pool, we'll waste our life running after luxury.